from Digglebleat. Sock you, violence is rational. A productive enterprise fashions the world to produce a feeling of stupefaction, a clubbing, a mace thrash, making for a face with the erotic consistency of Swiss cheese. Easier to dig, in any case, if reason is allowed, then I'm entitled to live in filth. My bedroom noise, my snarling, my vague and disappointing excrement, encrusting general emptiness in the narrow sense of the word, and like troubled skivvies, destroyed conceptions establish blood-like, unconscious formed values serving primitive luxury where genital monuments remain the most convenient of necessities. Something to hold on to during substitutions of imitations. Something to slip up when your tongue's caught in a boot heel or otherwise taking shit that's not yours. The form need not consider aggression in destruction. It is. Plunge. Spit till you crackle and your teeth match head. A jittery itch that catches and spreads, spangling acid and hot foam to blind every body, sear fingerprints, iris pattern, smooth and flattened surface, blast out excess moisture. These saps, nasty drips draining you. Plug. Plug for your life. But look, the cost of watching rises with every jaw that clamps the pavement, hacks the rubble with a curdle each boot to the lung whose stamp ensures I know the brand power marks my body choke dermal, squeals and sizzles all the sound we make under pressure. The gurgly owl mule of glittery desert spring burst from bellied gravel. You cloudy git. Remember when we remembered the time we remember the grandness of grands that weren't ever, where boredom is confused with nostalgia. Oh, margarine sandwiches. Oh, 4-year-old biscuit. Oh, Bombay. Oh, corset. Oh, pillory. Oh, hysteria. Oh, Healing by Marvin Gaye.